Holding in the parshiyos of the creation of Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael's and Golos Mitzrayim, and we all know the tachlis of the whole Mitzrayim and the Yetzias Mitzrayim is like the pasuk says, "Tavdunas Elokim ba'ahor hazeh," to serve the Rebbeinu Shloim, meaning Kabbalas Atayro. That was definitely the tachlis, but yet simultaneously we also find the psukim describe that the Rebbeinu Shloim takes us out mikur habarzel mimitzrayim. Mikur habarzel means the melting pot. When they have to refine metal and shape it in a certain way, there's a very hot melting pot that they put it into. And the pasuk describes Mitzrayim as a kur habarzel. It was in a melting pot. And that's trying to bring out how Klal Yisrael became molded as Am Yisrael, they became refined as a people in Mitzrayim. And this is like we mentioned already last week a little bit, that Mitzrayim was there to refine the Yidden in good midas, in character traits. And that seems to also be another point of what Mitzrayim did for Am Yisrael. How do we understand the connection between these two inyanim? They're both obviously important. Kabbalas HaTorah, Tikkun HaMidos. But is there any direct connection? It would seem if Mitzrayim accomplished both, there must be something about it. There must be some shaychus. How do we understand this? The Emes says, if you look in the Vilna Gaon, in the beginning of his Sefer, Evan Shlema, in Perek Aleph, Ois Aleph, the Vilna Gaon begins, Kol Avodas Hashem Tolui B'Tikun HaMidos. All of your Avodas Hashem is Tolui in fixing your Midos. And he continues the Vilna Gaon and says, Iker chiyos ha'adam, the main living that you're alive, who l'schazik tomid b'shviras amidas. It's there to always be strengthening yourself in breaking those midas. V'imlav lama lechayim. And if not, why are you alive? So we think to ourselves when you read the Vilna Gaon, what do you mean, why am I alive? I'm alive to learn Torah. I'm alive to do mitzvahs. And the Vilna Gaon is telling you no. If you're not working on your midos, says the Vilna Gaon, lama lo chayim. What are you living for? What does this mean? How do we understand this? So the Emes is, we have a very big mistake in understanding what it means, midos, what it means to work on our midos, what does it mean to have good midos. Midos is not about being nice. Midos is not about being good and doing good for others. That's not what midos is about. If anything, that's the goyish understanding of midos. Have some good character traits. You know, they have a concept of being a good Samaritan. You were so nice, you did that thing for him. That's a goyish midas. By Yidin, it's a whole different musik. Let's begin with the words of the Chafetz Chaim in his Hakdoma to Sefer Avas Chesed. Over there, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Tzivom, the Rebbeinu Shel commanded Klal Yisrael l'leches bidrochov, to follow in his ways. Shehem darkei ha-chesed the Rachamim, the Chanina. The ways of the Rabbeinu Shalom are ways of Chesed, Rachamim, Chanina. Kedichsiv, and he brings the Pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mimcha. Alechas b'chol derachav, to follow in all his ways. Zot HaChofetz Chaim, V'loi Pam Achas. It's not just once in the Torah, Hizir Hashem Yisborach Alzeh. Kiyim Shmoyna Mekoymas. There are 8 different places where the Rabbeinu Shalom commands us. That's how important it was by the Rabbeinu Shalom to follow Lelechas b'drachav, to follow his ways. Ulevadzeh, besides for those 8 places, Kol HaTorah Malei Mizeh. The entire Torah really is totally full with this. And he goes on to explain in every parasha how you have it and all that. And not only that, Chaza Vezira is a son of Idei Neviyah Vakdashim. Even Neviyah talk about this important thing. And the Chafetz Chaim has a whole arichas in this Hakdama. At the end of the Hakdama, he writes, we have to go in the ways of Hashem. Shua toiva hametiv. Rabbeinu Hashem is toiva hametiv. So we're going in the ways of Hashem. And in the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Agav, Evar, Gimel Psukim. Once I'm on this discussion, I want to explain to you a few Psukim. We don't have time to go through the whole Arichos of how he explains different Psukim that he quotes. But over there he writes, unbelievable, HaToyro Melamdeinu. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the Torah is teaching all of us. Sha'odom einoi zoicha. A person's not going to be zoicha. L'shum madrega. To any madrega in life. Ad sheyargil nafshoi mitchila. Until you first get yourself into the regilus and the routine. Of what? Loleches bedarchei tuvei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To follow in Hashem's ways. His darchei tuvoi, lius rachum, chanun, gimel chesed. This is the hakdama of the Chofetz Chaim. I think we can understand what he's teaching us with the words of a Ramban. And then we'll understand what mistake we're making. The Ramban, when it talks about the creation of Adam, in Parashas Bereishis, Naseh Adam. Vayoyim Elokim, Naseh Adam. I want to create Adam, a human species. Zok the Ramban, Nisyachid Basiyas Adam Maimar. We gave specifically Adam its own Maimar of creation. Although all the other animals and all the other species were all created, the Rabbeinu Shalom said that them all be created, they were all created. The species of Adam has its own maimar. Vayom Elokim Nase Adam. Why is that? Bavur Goydel Ma'alosai. Because of the great maila of an Adam. Ki ein tivoi b'teva kiteva hachaya v'abehema. The nature of an Adam can't be like a chaya and a behema. Asher bor b'maimar ha'koydem loy. That was created with the other maimar before this. But rather we give its own maimer for an Adam not to be like the teva of a chaya and a behema. What the Ramban is telling us is that, like we all know, we're created of two parts. Every one of us, we have a guf habahami, like Svarim call it, a physical body, which is the behema aspect of ourselves. And then we also have a neshama kedosha that's in our guf habahami. These two parts are put together, make an Adam. The Ramban is telling you, ask yourself this question. Who's controlling who? Is your goof controlling you or your neshama controls you? This is the question you have to ask yourself. What leads your life? Your goof or your neshama? Nase Adam. When the Rebbeinu should create an Adam, he expects the Adam shall lead his life in a higher realm of neshama. Don't have the guf, which is the teva Hachayav Abahema that's inside you, leading your life. Even behemoths do for each other. Just because you're nice to someone else and you help someone else, or whatever you do, even behemoths do that. That doesn't show anything. That's not the midas that we're talking about. That's the goyish way of thinking. Just do something nice. That's not midas. What the Rabbeinu Shalom expects of a yid is to lift himself above his guf habahami. Live with your neshama kedosha. And because you're a neshama dikayid, which is a chelek of Hashem alakai mimal, lalechas b'chol derachav, you're living godly, as they say. That's why you're doing chesed rachman toyev. You're not busy with yourself. The guf habahami is when you're focused on yourself. That's the teva of a behema. So even a behema at times, who's so occupied with himself, might do for others. That's not what good midas are. That's not what it means to do for others. We have to climb out of our guf habahami and lift ourselves to a madrega of living a neshama controls us, and living with a neshama that's controlling you and following the ways of Hashem with your neshama, that's how you lech b'chol derachav to do chesed, toiv, and everything. This is the refinement of an Adam that was expected through the Golos Mitzrayim, and this is the refinement that we're expected to work on today with our Liman HaMusar and with all the other avoidas of Tikkun HaMidas and Shviras HaMidas, to work on ourselves to get that level of refinement. I'll give you an example if you're trying to understand what I'm saying. I might have told you this already. It just sticks out of my mind. I remember a while ago, I needed to get a hold of a blood pressure machine. It was an evening, and for some medical need, I needed to get a hold of a blood pressure machine. So I knew there's a gemach and an organization I could go ahead and get one from. It wasn't so late at night. I wasn't interested in going to Walmart and buying one and spending all that money. I knew they have a gemach, they give it out. But I think, let's say they closed the gemach at 7 o'clock. I call, maybe it was 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, and they, for immediate assistance, you press a number and they connect you. So I'm speaking to a live person, and I told them that I have a need, that I need this blood pressure machine. They say, okay, we'll try to get you connected. You'll get a call back. I get called back, and these are the volunteers that are involved, and I can't describe what a hard time they gave me. Lamaisa, I got the machine. But it just stuck out in my mind. Here there are people that are involved all day in doing chesed. But if it's after hours, they're done. After hours, you're done? That's the Goyish Shemidas. A Yiddish Shemidah doesn't have such a thing. That means you're doing it because you're busy with yourself. It's the guf habahami that does for others. This is your job. This is what you do. After hours, you're finished doing. Now you're busy with yourself. Do other stuff. Yiddish Shemidas means that you don't do it because you're busy with yourself, but your neshama brings you to madregas of doing. And that has no time and clock and hours. This is the Yesoi that we're seeing over here in the Ramban, and what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us in the Zakdama of Alachas V'chol D'Rachav. Listen to the words of the Rambam. This is the end of Hilchos Avodah. And this is the exact same point that we're talking about. We all know a famous pasuk, Lo Yisirda Bohem B'Farach. You have it at a Yiddish Eved, you can't work him too hard. But it's only applicable by a Yiddish Eved. A Goyish Eved, an Eved Kanani, there's no such halacha. So listen to the words of the Rambam. It's the last Rambam in Hilchos Avodah. Mutter lavoid be'eved kanani beforech. It's mutter to go ahead and work your eved kanani with hard labor. Says the Rambam, va'af al pi shahadin kach, although that's the halacha, midos chasidus v'darkei hachochma, sheyeh odom rachamon, a good person, although it's mutter, doesn't matter, it's mutter. A good person is going to be an Odom Rachamon, V'roidif Tzedek, looking to do mercy, running after righteousness, V'lo Yachbid Uloi. He's not going to make too heavy the load and the yoke, Al Avdoi. Although he's an Eved Kanani, he's your Shvarzer worker. V'lo Yetzar Loi. He's not going to pain him. Says the Rambam, if there's whole Arichus, because ein achzorius va'azus mitzuya elo begoyim ha'arelo. The whole idea of being tough and rough, achzorius, cruelty, azus, brazenness, is by goyim. Avizaroi shel Avraham Avinu, the children of Avraham Avinu, v'heim Yisrael, it's Klal Yisrael. Rachmonim heim ala kol. They're merciful to all. It becomes their essence. They don't work by hours. After the clock is over, I'm finished. They don't pick and choose when they help. They're not yoytzer just being nice and doing good. It becomes their mahus, it becomes their metzius, because they're not a guf abahami. They're neshamas. A yid who lives by his neshama could transform his essence into such a level of being Rachmanim Heim Alakol. A person who lives with his guf. We all know the famous Reb Chaim Volozhin. It's born in the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim. It was a margul of Apume. This is something he constantly said, Reb Chaim Volozhin. Loi la'atzmoi hu nivro, elo lahoyo la'achrini. A person is not created for himself. He's created to help others. We're living in a world that everything's about I. It's me. So even if I and me is going to be nice to you, but it's all on my terms. I feel good if I help others. I feel good when I give tzedakah. I feel good when I go ahead and mechazik somebody. That's living guf habahami. That's goyish amidus. Yiddish amidus is not like that. Yiddish amidus gets you past your guf habahami. You get controlled by your neshama. Your neshama controls your being. If your neshama controls your being, you're not living for yourself, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says. You're living for others. That's good midas. That's refinement that we're talking about. The Kor HaBarzel will produce the Am Yisrael. That's a true Yid. I want to tell you a Meridika Maisa. I just heard this Friday night. My neighbor made a Sholem Zachar. So I was by the Sholem Zachar. Rav Moshe Shimon Luria Shlita, the Rav of a local shul, Ari Cheskel, in my neighborhood, was there. And they were talking about Rav Matasio Solomon, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha. So the Rav said, I want to tell you a maisa. This happened with me. He said, a number of years ago, I was discussing something, a very complicated inyan with Rav Matasio. And we had a very long conversation about it. And after some time, he tells me, okay, you know what? I have to look into this. Give me 2 days and be in touch. So I said to Ramatisio, so when can I call the Mashkiach? When's he available? So he said, whenever you want, you call me. But I was being persistent. I wasn't sure, like, when I could get reach him, when can I call him, and all that. So I asked him again, like, tell me a good time. I don't want to, you know, tell me what's a good time to reach the Mashkiach. Mashkiach answered me, any day until 2 a.m. and after 5 a.m. And he was serious. This is what he told me. And that was the end of the conversation. And you should know, it was Hashkacha Pratis, hearing this story from the Rav himself, because that evening, when I was by Mayriv, early in the evening, I was reading, I was in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and they had printed out one of the spadim of someone who spoke, obviously, in the yeshiva, not from the Levaya, and it was the person said about Ramat Asyo in his hesped, that he worked on himself so much that he trained himself to only sleep 3 hours a night. This is what the line said. And I was thinking to myself, really? Masyo slept only 3 hours a night? It was very interesting to me, but that's what it said on the paper. And then I go to Hashem Zacha that evening and I hear a live story from the Rav himself telling me that he was told that he could call to 2 a.m. and after 5 a.m. That's a Yid living for others. That's a Yid that had such refinement. He didn't live for himself. That's a neshama dikayid, lifting himself above the guf abahami. Lahoyal achrina, to be there for others. That's a whole different level. That's what the Rabbi Nisham wants from every yid. I'll tell you something, Maridik. I don't think people realize this. We all know, Misa tzadikim zbechapra na'avoyin hador. It's Yidua. It's a Gemara. A Misa of a tzadik is mechaper. You know, every day, Rachman al-Tzom, with the war going on in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if you're aware, but unfortunately, every day the IDF makes their announcements of which soldiers were killed. And literally, every day there are soldiers killed. The number, I think, is about 180 now. Every day, neshamas are being lost of Yiddish soldiers. And every day they make an announcement, 1, 2, 3... Yesterday, I think it was 9, Rahman al-Islam. Every day, the soldiers are killed, Rahman al-Islam. When Rabat Asyo was Nifter, Tuesday night, from Tuesday night, for the next 3 days, till Shabbos Kodesh, there wasn't a single soldier Nifter. Could you imagine? And the operation Eretz Yisrael didn't stop. They were still capturing, they were still killing terrorists, they were still fighting. No difference in anything that was going on in the war. And before Matzio was Nifter, there was soldiers being killed every day. But from Tuesday night, for the next 3 days, no soldiers were killed. If you want to understand what a Yid this was, who went up to Shemayim, what a Mechaper Avoyin Hador it was, what Kapora he accomplished for Klal Yisrael, for 3 days, no soldiers were Nifter. Oyem v'noyra. This is the refinement that the Rebbeinu Shem wants of every one of us Yidden, to work on Tikkun Amidas, but in a way like the Vilna Gaon says, Iker Chiyas HaAdam L'Schazek Tomid B'Shviras Amidas. We have to constantly be working on breaking our Midas. V'Imlav Lama L'Chayim. Otherwise, why are you alive? Break your Midas. You got to change yourself. It's hard what you're fighting against, but that's what refines you. That was the line that I told you. The son was said by the Levaya. Matzio, at the end of his life, said, the little bit that I might have been zeicha to is because I always did against what I wanted to do. That's shviras hamidas. That's breaking yourself. That's not being occupied with yourself. That's not I. That's true giving. That's true doing. It's a whole different level than what people realize and think. And this is the answer to our question. Lama lechayim? What are you living for? Anything but this is nothing. That's goyish amidas. That's the connection of what happened in Mitzrayim. That Kabbalah, Satayra, and Midas come together. Because like the Chafetz Chaim said, you can't reach any madrega Ha'odom ein azoicha l'shum madrega. Nothing. At she yargol nefesh mitchil alechas b'darchei tuvei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until you start working on yourself, in your midas, which means becoming an neshama dikayid, working on that neshama, not the gufa bahami, only then do you have any shaykhus to any madrega in Yiddishkeit. And the Emma says, this is the words of the Medrash. If you look at the Medrash Rabba and Lech Lecha, Loi nitnu ha-mitzvahs elo l'tzayrif behemes abriyas. All mitzvahs, says Chazal, are there to refine you. Because my chavis leila HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does Hashem care? Lo mi she-sheichim min ha-tzavar or she-sheichim min ha-oyrif. Hashem cares if I shechta from the tzavar or shechta animal from the oyrif. Which part of the neck I shechta from? But the answer is because loi nitnu ha-mitzvahs elo l'tzayrif behemes abriyas. When you listen to instructions, that's what refines you. If you give in to your being and you do what you want, that's your guf abahami. If you want to work on yourself, fight yourself. Do things different than what you want to do. Learning by Seder, staying up in Shir and Shmuzim, and all the other areas of your whole day. Fight your being, break your midas. That's what makes you something. Giving in to your behema is continuing your teva behema. That's not Adam. And that's lacking midas. I am a nice guy. I do for others. I give tzedakah. I mechazik people. That's behema dika doing. That's the goyish midas. You're a good Samaritan. That's it. The buck stops there. It has nothing to do with Yiddish midas. That has nothing to do with the refinement of Yid. It's being busy with yourself and you feel good when you give some tzedakah. You feel good if you do some chesed. You know, the Pasuk gives us a clear criteria how we're supposed to act. When the Pasuk talks about lending money, im kesef talves am, your Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. If you're going to lend money to my nation, esa oni imach. So Rashi brings down for Chazal, it's medayik the loshen. Im kesef talves am, esa oni imach. What's the extra word, imach? Lend money, imach? Says Rashi, hevi mistakel ba'atzmecha ki'ilu ata oni. Imach means put yourself in his shoes. Make and feel like you're the oni. And that's how you respond. That's a whole different level. It's very nice, you pull out a dollar and make a guy feel good. That's the goyish midas. A yid doesn't do that. A yid becomes his essence of refinement that he has no guf. He's mevatel's guf abahami. He's an neshama d'kayid. He can put himself into someone else's shoes and see how he feels. And that's how he gives his tzedakah. You know, Nosson Wachvogel says, Mori Dick a point that people have to realize. It's a Mishnah and Ovis and Paragimel. Shnayim sheyoshvim ve'ein b'neim divrei Torah harezem moishav leitzim. Two people sitting and it's not between them divrei Torah. Says the Mishnah Ovis, it's a moishav leitzim. Zok Reb Nosson Wachvogel is a moira dikadiyuk. Ein b'neim. It's not between them. Says the Mashkiach Reb Nosson. That sounds like even if each one has his own sefer and sitting and learning, or each one's plugged into his own business, even if he's listening to Torah, if it's ein b'neihem divrei Torah, it's not between them, some communication going on, ze inyan of ben oidol mechaveroi, you're missing simple ben oidol mechaveroi, we're calling it a moishav leitzim, because ploini sheyoshiv liyodcha, you consider him chatichas eitz. He's a piece of wood. You're not respecting him as a human being. You're sitting by a table, and you're plugged in and he's plugged in. You're two pieces of wood sitting next to each other. Simple derech eretz, simple decencies. You're sitting next to somebody, you communicate. This is the world of texting. We don't know how to communicate. That's the problem. I tell you this all the time. You know, someone just told me, he was on a plane the other day, and he said, he's an older person, he's been on a plane many times. He said, it's like a new world. You come on a plane, no one talks to each other anymore. No one says good morning. No one says hi. You can sit next to somebody. It used to be, you sit down on a plane. I mean, I haven't flown in years. You know, 25 years ago, but it used to be, I sat down in my seat, you say hello to the person next to you, you say hi, everybody talks to each other, you know, even they communicate. I remember when I flew to Eretz Yisrael, you know, 25 years ago, I remember I had a whole schmooze with the guy sitting next to me. We got to know each other the whole flight. This guy told me he never saw such a thing. He said he just flew the other day, and Mamish, she said, everybody, there's no talking, there's no saying hello, there's no communication. It's like everybody's plugged in the ears with some shtus in their brains. Who knows what they're listening to? And he said, it's like a whole new world. It's just the world became crazy. And this is what Rav Nosson Vachfeld was saying. Yidden, who are supposed to be better people than everybody else, they have that refinement, that simple decency, shnayim sheyoshvim, two people sitting, it has to be beinayim. Something has to be going on between each other. He's not a piece of wood. You have to talk, speak. Simple derech eretz. Simple b'yadol machaveroi. But nothing simple anymore in this crazy world. That's the mitzvahs. Rechmanu Litzlan. You know, there's a sign that was hanging in Kelm. I saw this brought down in a sefer, Kiryah B'Kriyah. Kriyah B'Kriyah, it's called the sefer. He brings down, there was a sign hanging in Kelm. This is what the sign said. Kelm is, you know, one of those real places. You wouldn't find us anywhere today. The Beis Medrash of Kelm, there was a very sharp announcement hanging on the wall. What did it say? Ha'odom mitzad tivoy soinei es abrius. Every human being mitzad his nature hates everybody. Imloy om yamol kashos. If you don't work hard, can they lock our sin azoo to get rid of that hatred? And to replace it with love for every creation? You're going to remain pogum, means diseased and handicapped, the rest of your life. This is a sign hanging in Kelm. Can you imagine a yeshiva puts up such a sign? Naturally, you hate everybody. This is a sign in English. Naturally, you hate everybody. And if you don't work hard to get rid of that hatred of hating everybody and replacing it with love for everybody, you're going to be handicapped your whole life. That's the announcement on the wall. The root and understanding of this nature is mamash what we're talking about. If you want to understand why this sign was so true, and you're thinking to yourself, what do you mean, I don't hate everybody? The answer is you really do hate everybody. Because most people are so absorbed and busy with themselves. All I care about is myself. I don't care about anybody else. I care about myself. When I'm tired, I fall asleep. When I want to schmooze, I schmooze. When I want to get up, I get up. My whole life is me. It's all I. So of course I hate everybody. You have no respect for nobody. No decency for anybody. Nobody exists. That's sinas habriyos. Where's your love? Where's your derech eretz? Where's your binyan machaveroi? That's the midas rois that we all have. And that's the shviras hamidas that we have to start working on. You know, people tell me, I'm just not social. No such thing. I'm not social. If you're alive with a pulse, the Rebbeinu Shem expects you to be social. You got to work on your midas. That's why you're not social. Ikechiyas ha'adam is to break those midas. This is a sign that was in Kelm, because there they spoke the truth. They said things the way they were, the way things are. Enough of the fluff. Let's start facing ourselves in the mirror, facing reality. Now I want to tell you something. I'm going to skip ahead because I want to make sure there's time. I heard a speech about a week ago. And the person said in his speech that they did a survey of 100 kids individually. They asked all 100 kids individually this question. They asked the kid, do you feel your parents love you? And almost all of the 100 children responded no. This was the results of this survey. And obviously, the Machanchim, Torah Mesorah, and all the other organizations are going to go to town with such a survey, how you have to go ahead and make sure the kids feel that they know you love them, and all the other arichas that you could go into about this. But I want to tell you my opinion about this survey. The root of this issue has nothing to do with the parents. Obviously, there are exceptions to the rule. There are parents, taka, probably the very not involved with the children, and there are issues at home. Yes, there are families and parents like that. But the majority of the 100 children coming from 100 homes, majority of parents are doing their part. Obviously, everybody can mechazik in the love that they give to their kids and whatever it is. Yes, that's true, but that's not the root of the issue. I believe it's this yisoy that we're talking about is the root of the problem. It's the children really that are at fault, or the chinuch that we're giving the children that's at fault. The metzias is we're living in a generation of entitlement. People feel entitled to everything. Everything's about what I want and I like and I wish to have and I need. Everything's about I. That's the whole generation. You know, I'll prove you this point. I was just driving by the public school around the corner. I'm in Lakewood about 25 years already. They have a digital sign there by the public school. You know what the sign says? This I never saw. Wake up, get up, show up. And then I think it flips and says, attendance makes a difference. I don't understand. They have no Yetzirah not to come to Shacharis. They have no Yetzirah not to come to Seder. You have to tell them to wake up, get up, and show up. Do you realize how far the generation came in regard to being obsessed and busy with yourself? Kids don't even go to public school anymore. That's how crazy the world became. Unbelievable. So of course it creeps into the Yiddish world also. We're living in a world of entitlement. It's a spoiled generation. Everything's about I, what I need, what I want, and I wish to have. And therefore, any child you ask, if the kid feels like he doesn't have everything he wants, the kid feels he doesn't have anything he desires, who's at fault for not having everything I want and desire? I have so much I need and I want to get, I don't have it. Who's at fault? His parents. My parents don't love me. That's poshut to me, and that's the pshat of this results. It's the spoiled generation that's being brought up today in our society. And this is the chinuch that we have to give our children to work on tikkun amidus. To stop being obsessed with yourself and so busy with yourself. Start doing for others. Start realizing you're living for others. Stop giving into your guf all day. 24/7. We're busy with ourselves. And even when you give tzedakah, you're doing it for yourself. You feel better. Even if you mechazik someone, you feel better. You do someone a favor because you feel better. That's all you. You're still living I. That's the guf habahami. That's goyish amidus. That's being a good Samaritan. It has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. It has nothing to do with alechas midrachov. Following Hashem's ways. To follow Hashem's ways of refinement means your neshama leads your being. Your neshama controls you. You lift yourself above the goof. Like the Margul of Apumi of Chaim Balazin. Loi la'atzma hu nivra. El lahoyo la'achrini. I'm not created for myself, but rather to be there for others. And I saw from Moshe Sternbach, he brings out a Maritik Amaisa. He says, Moshe Sternbach Shlita says, how Rabbi Baruch Ber was known that he used to always look at the headlines of the newspaper. I don't know if the Metzius was when he walked to Yeshiva, he passed by a newspaper stand, whatever it was. But on a daily basis, he always made sure to see the headlines. See was Tutzach in the Welt. He was always looking at the headlines. He said, once the Germans, Yamach Shemam, began their whole project that they had, and their destruction, Rachman al-Utslan, and all the news about what's happened to Klal Yisrael started coming out, Posak milistakel, he stopped looking at the headlines. So someone asked him, I don't understand, Pup Fakert. Now you have to know what's going on. What's going on with Klal Yisrael? Now you're not looking at the headlines? Listen where Rabbi Baruch Ber answered. Rabbi Baruch Ber said, when you read the headlines about what's going on, what happened to a certain yid, certain community, whatever it is, kisheshameya chayiv lishtatev b'tzar hasoivlim, your obligation is to feel the pain that they're going through, to be nice ba'ol with them. V'kivan she'em b'yod l'laza, but I don't have the ability to do anything. I'm over here, there's nothing more I could do to help them. So I'm stuck, I can't do. So I'm mesupik, if there's any way I could ever be yaitz in my chiv. Obviously I'm going to daven for them and all that. But the obligation, the chiv that's upon me, I don't know if I'm really going to be yaitzah. So meilo mutav, it's much better that I shouldn't see the headlines, I shouldn't know, better than get myself into that suffix, that maybe I'm not doing my part of being nice ba'ol and living and feeling their, what they're going through, what their suffering is. This was Rabbi Baruch Ber. This was the refinement of Rabbi Baruch Ber. The madrega that he lived on. He stopped looking at newspapers because he felt he wasn't going to be yaitza. Let's end with this. Midas is a very deep idea. A person has to know when yeah and when no. Every midah has good and bad. There's no such thing. A person has to know where to draw the line. What yeah and what no at all times. And the only way we could become real balei midas toivus is only if we really work on it. Obviously with Liban HaMusar, first has to take Musa Seder seriously to work on his Tikkun HaMidas. If Musa Seder is a joke by you, you're not going to ever get there. And obviously it's not just limited to Musa Seder, but throughout the day, we have a lot of opportunity to be Shviris HaMidas, to work on ourselves, of breaking our desires. That's Shviris HaMidas. We have to realize that only through learning about Midas are we going to know how to react in every instant that goes on. You know, Malkiel Kotlo Shlita, Rishiva of Beis Medrash Gevoya, said over by the Hesped, that one of the unique traits of Matzil Solomon was this pasuk of Oiz Vahodar Levusha. He said, really, it's a contradiction. Oiz is strength. It's acting strong and tough and brazen. Hador is splendor. There's something nice and beautiful. Oiz v'hador. Zokar Malkiel, that's exactly what we're talking about here. When a person learns real Midas Tavis and refines himself how to act when yeah and when no, he knows how to act with the oiz, and he knows how when to act with the hador. And he said that was something very unique about the Mashkiach of Lakewood, Zatzal, from Matasio. When he had to be tough, he had the oiz. And when he had to be nice, he had the hador. He was levusha, he was clothed with both. And that's the yisoid that we have to walk away with. But we know how much we have to work on our midas. That's the whole purpose of a creation. But we have to realize part of our training is also to know when and how, yes, no. We have to go ahead and train ourselves to have the oiz v'hod levusha, when yes to be tough, when not to be tough, all the things that the refinement of the human being, it's only going to come with liman ha-musar, to really work on ourselves, with tikkun ha-midas. Be'ezer Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem, help us all, to taka b'zeicha, to the tikkun ha-midas that's necessary for refinement, because if not, lama l'chayim.